Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
Hi, babe.
How's it going?
It's good. I like when you do your little shimmy shimmy.
Yes.
Little shimmy shimmy shake and diggity.
Yes, and then I had to pause because I was like, wait, which mark do I come on?
I saw it. It's like, oh. Wait, nope. That's a wrong beat.
Yeah.
Mm-ch, mm-ch, mm-ch. That's not even anywhere close to our music, but that's fine. I didn't sing on our girls on the girls episode, and so I guess I missed my moment of singing. So
yes.
There was my little inch, 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 inch. Because we know that I sing a lot in the reel.
Yes, you do.
Or I'll just bust out something randomly.
Yes.
No, our episode on the reel was. I don't know. It seemed a little heavier. So,
yeah.
Like, there was some good stuff. There was a lot of laughter at the very beginning of it, but.
Yes.
As there usually is.
Yes.
But, like, here's Marsha. Like, we're in the middle of how we talk, and she goes, push the button. Just push the button. Let's just go. And I was like, oh, we're going now. Here we go. And then it was like midway through after us laughing and stuff, she looks and she goes, I said, all right, so you're the one that came up with the idea. What are we? And she goes, you said something and now I can't remember what you said. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So not my shameless plug, but my little plug of, hey, if you want to go have a conversation about
women things.
Well, not even women things, because we brought you into fine. This. We literally, you were a big portion of our conversation.
Yeah.
And it was talking about basically how to be broken and whole at the same time.
Yeah.
And it
which
was.
Which is important.
Which is very important. And yeah. I know that was something that kind of what Heather and I started kind of just chit-chatting a little bit, because Marsha didn't show up yet, and she showed up early, and. Just telling her how, you know, how much I appreciated her and how she was obedient to God that on Sunday, whenever she came to start talking to you and I and just really giving us some good, she's absolutely transparent and very honest about her growth.
Yes.
Struggles.
Yes.
All of the above. And as a good loving friend. And I think it was really neat because you and I have both decided that just even Heather has said this, just knowing that she's friends with both of us. Sometimes it's like you're friends with one and then, you know, you just by circumstance, just, you know, you're friends with the spouse, but like but Heather's actually, she's like for real. Like she's good people and she's friends with both of us on completely different levels.
Yeah.
So she can talk to you about Air Force things and just all of the insanity that comes with life and stuff. And so she was good enough to walk up to you and just remind you that we can be whole and broken all at the same time. So anyway, that's kind of, I don't know why I told you all that, except that
talking about in the real.
Just talking about in the real.
And then I was joking because it's like women stuff. If people want to listen to women stuff, but then I was about to also chime in with, I joke because I, a lot of times I play the role of sound engineer.
Yeah, and you're totally engaged into our.
And there have been times where I've made guest appearance, like actually speaking.
Yeah.
Speaking roles.
Yes, you have speaking roles, and in the reel. And then you have your equipped man, and your latest episode is talking to our little boy.
Yes.
About science.
About science.
And so go take a listen to that, because he is entertaining, and bless him, he just got three of his teeth pulled out.
Yeah.
And have you noticed his little slur, his little lispy slur now that he's got, like, he's missing some of his face? He's
a little
cute.
Bit right there. Yep.
He's cute. It's cute. So anyway, so how we doing, babe? How we doing?
We're busy.
We are busy. My busy has slowed down.
Yes.
But
busy has shifted.
I was about to say, but I'm about to go into a completely different gear. You have lovingly said, hey, babe, how about you just take this week off before you decide you're going to volunteer or jump back into anything. And so I've just been working on the house. I've been purging the house, getting stuff cleaned. And because a lot of life can life in 2.5, almost 3 months of time.
Yeah.
And it's like, as much as our house is never filthy, dirty, dang, it has gotten cluttered. You can tell where our small human has been.
Yes.
And you can even tell where our bigger human has been, because like she was starting to ooze out of her room.
Yes.
I guess is that the best? It's kind of an icky way of saying it, but just life be lifing and just stuff was.
She doesn't leave as many breadcrumbs as he does.
She does not. But if you walk into her room, it's like, oh, yikes, you know. And so it was really neat. She just went on her trip and then got home. But before she took off on her trip, she purged.
Like cleaned out her room and
purged her room, got it all ready, got it pretty. So I'm in a different mode, but I'm about to have you set me up on some sort of something on my computer, just so I can just, it's time to start writing. It's just time to start writing. And I know that, it's like, I've got certain things in my brain and how I think we're supposed to do it. But that's something that you and I can talk about on another time.
Yes.
Because officially now in my mind, it went from one book to apparently now it's going to be two.
I know you said that the other day. I was like, okay.
Yeah. So, stay tuned.
Yeah.
All right, babe. So, enough chit chat.
Yes.
What are we?
This whole thing is chit chat.
It's true.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
So today, it's kind of been on my mind. Just nothing in particular. That's happening locally, but I wanted to talk about accountability.
Yeah.
I know we talked about a little bit about accountability. We have an episode about it. You know, a while
episode
back,
59.
Like, yep, 8.
8. 58, sorry, 58.
Yep. Because this is episode 134.
Yeah, so it's been a second.
Yeah. And it was just... So it's like I wanted to talk about accountability because I know that accountability is a big part of relationships.
Yeah.
It's a big part of marriages, big part of, parenting and all that. And it's, you know, it's expectations, it's standards, it's boundaries. It's like all of these things. It's the commitment. It's the covenant. It's the checking on somebody. You know, we talk about it a lot when we, you know, talk about like the gym or eating healthy or, you know, checking on, hey, how are you doing on your projects?
Right.
You know, so it's like, but it's like, it's all of that and more.
Right. Because I pulled it up. You ready?
Oh, you pulled to me?
I pulled to you. I did. See, look at that. Accountability is accepting responsibility for one's actions, commitments, and performance, and being answerable for the outcomes, which can be positive or negative. It involves providing satisfactory explanation for decisions and being open to evaluation. Mm. Ooh. The benefits include building trust, improving performance, and ensuring fair governance, while potential issues include stress from unrealistic expectations, and a tendency towards a blame culture if poorly managed. Dang.
Yep.
Dang. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Dang.
All of that.
All of that.
Yeah.
Shoot. Okay, go for it. Yeah. Sorry. Dang.
Thank you, Google.
No kidding. That's AOEI overall.
Yes.
But Google.
Yep.
Over. Thanks, babe.
Yep. But it is. I mean, yeah. And it is. It's all those things. It's, you know, are you shifting blame? Are you accepting? Are you able to take criticism? Are you,
right.
You know, if you come out with a decision or an action, are you open to somebody saying, hey, I think that could have gone better?
Yeah.
Are you going to blow up at them or are you going to say, you know what? I think you're right.
It's like, what is it? The constructive critique is what a lot of times people say. And then I think so many times people are scared to have some sort of feedback of that nature because, unfortunately, our culture has become so almost like cancel culture was so popular there for a good sized season, right? And then it's like if you criticize me, then that means you hate me or that you're coming at me. No, I actually, it's when it's a constructive situation, even if it's saying a negative thing, I love you enough to say, hey, babe, this is not healthy.
Yeah.
Hey, friend, the actions that you are doing are not just affecting you. They are affecting your children, your adult children, they're affecting your friends, they're affecting your walk with God.
Yeah.
They're affecting so many different aspects of your life. And to have somebody, I think of Jesus. I literally thought about this Sunday because Sunday I bent down and actually spoke something over to a friend.
Yeah.
That I genuinely believe that God was saying, hey, say something. And I've had people come to me, and we can have this conversation. I've had people come to me and say, if you don't have a good solid relationship with this person, you don't have the room or the platform to speak into that place. I personally want to call BS on that.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, Jesus did not have a relationship with all of these people he called out.
Yeah.
He did what his father did. He said what his father said. He said it in a way to where he loved people. He loved the people. He loved his father and he loved the people enough to say, I'm going to tell you the truth. Hey, you've had five husbands and the guy that you're with now, you're not even married to.
Yeah.
Like, let me just throw that out there. But hey, you don't have to live like this anymore.
Yeah.
You can go and not have to do this ever again in your lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be your source.
Yeah.
I'll be your provider. I'll be your God. Right.
Or, you know, if I can jump in.
Yeah.
Or Paul and all of his letters.
Yeah.
You know, did he know everybody at the Corinthian church?
No.
At the Ephesian church?
No.
You know,
no.
I'm sure he knew the leadership.
Yeah.
Or at least one or two of the leadership.
Right. But even if he didn't.
Yeah.
You're part of the body of Christ.
Yeah.
I am my brother's keeper. A lot of times people think, okay, well, that's like the person that's the closest to you. No, it's my brother and my sister in Christ too.
Yeah.
It's the people I am accountable.
Yeah.
I'm accountable to, I just came from this long-term, ooh, your face just, ooh. Yeah.
So sorry.
It's okay.
It popped into my brain.
No, it's fine.
Know, if the whole, you know, if you don't know somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, so does that mean if like we're going along and all of a sudden it's like, hey, talk to that homeless person. Sorry, I don't know you. I can't talk to your life and speak a blessing while I bless you.
Because a lot of times people immediately think, well, you're trying to correct somebody. You can't speak into that. I love that you just said that because you just flipped it to the other side.
Yeah.
It literally, when our heart is in a space and we say, out of love.
Yeah.
Like, put it in that category. I'm going to tell you the truth out of love. I'm going, and a lot of times, well, if you love somebody, you wouldn't stop. If my kid is running, we say it a lot. If our kid is running out, he's learning how to ride a bicycle.
Yeah.
We are not going to let him be in the street when there's cars coming, or if there's a car coming, we're going to be yelling, get out of the street.
Yeah.
right? Okay, well, if it was a complete stranger and there is a little boy that's running, rolling around in the street and a car is blaring down, I'm going to yell at this strange little boy, get out of the street.
Yeah.
Because I care about who I care.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, we're making it kind of broad, but if we're willing to do that for strangers, why are we not willing to do this to the people that are the closest to us? Why are we not willing to love people enough to say, I want our marriage better, and I see where we keep tripping on this.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, like, we keep saying accountability, but, like, what can we do?
Yeah.
Because I want us to be the absolute best version of us that we possibly can be. And if it takes, you mentioned it at the very beginning, where at the gym, like, we're trying to get into the gym. Okay, our time is so weird right now. Like, we're in this space. And it's like, okay, where can we find the time to do the thing? And if it's important enough to us, we will find the time, which we know that that is a true statement. Okay, so what do we need to do on the backside of an evening so we can succeed first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Right? What needs to pivot? What needs to shift? Okay? If your spouse, you feel like they are speaking harshly to you, or they're not, their words don't seem quite as soft as you are desiring, take a step back. How are you responding? What are you doing? You sent me a reel this morning, right?
It was this morning.
And it was a pastor, and he's talking about, do you want to say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was funny because when I first, like, I was going back and forth whether or not to send it to you, and I'm like, I want to send this to you because...
You came out of the bathroom fast.
I did, because I heard you listening to it this morning. But there are sometimes I send you stuff that's like marriage stuff, and it's like, I want to share this with you because we can take this nugget of knowledge and share this with other couples.
Yes.
You know, and it's like there are times where it's like I try to do that.
You want
to
preface it, babe, I'm not saying this is you.
And that's what I did. I ran out and I'm like, babe. But he's talking about, and he's like kind of takes a moment in the middle of his sermon, and he's like, ladies, I want to say something to you. There's a special part in your man, in a husband's heart, that everything a woman, his wife says, is right.
Yeah.
So every time she says, oh my gosh, you're so goofy. Oh my gosh, my husband's kind of an idiot. Mm-hmm. You know, be careful of him. Or, oh my gosh, you know, he's always like this, or he's always like that. Or, man, I, you know, if I ever want anything done, I have to do it myself. Or, you know, all those things, you know, eventually those build up and they become truth. And he said, you know, my biggest bit of advice is, if your husband is falling short in seven areas, but he's doing well in one, feed the one that he's doing well.
Yeah.
And that will, he used the term rocket fuel. He said that'll become rocket fuel.
Yeah.
And he will not only excel in that area, but it will bring up the other areas.
Yes. Yes. And he'd even said,
I did. Like, I came out. I'm like, I am not saying that you're like this. You're the second half.
You're the second half. I was like, well, good. That's, I appreciate that. But it's one of those where, but then he follows up with, I am who I am today because my wife did this for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know who he is, but I know that he comes across, he's fairly popular pastor. I don't know. I can't even think of his name right now, but he comes across our feed periodically.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, do we want to keep each other accountable? Yes. Is it a thing of you're totally bypassing, everything is fine, Luke, everything's fine, nothing is wrong, we're fine, everything's good, it's good. No, absolutely. Acknowledge where there's a deficit.
Yeah.
Acknowledge where there's some growth still to come into play. But your fixation, your accountability needs to be in here. I'm bringing you the problem, but I should also have some sort of solution that I've at least tried to think through. Yeah. Hey, babe, this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe if we did this.
Yeah.
I've actually thought about for our workouts.
Yeah.
If we're going to get up early, when we start getting up early in the morning.
Yes.
I've actually considered, now that our girl is home again,
yes,
okay, and all of our chicks are, yep, under the roof, I've been thinking I might put my phone in the bathroom.
I was going to say.
And then have the alarm go off in the bathroom, so yeah, that way when I physically have to get up to turn that, yeah, thing off, or even if it's just on my dresser, which is on your side, it's always crazy,
yeah,
on your side of the room, and so I have to get up to go turn that thing off.
Yeah.
And then it's like physically we are up, yeah, at that point.
Yeah.
And there's no, nope, 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 nope.
Yep.
We're awake. Here we go.
Or there's no, I apparently rolled over in my sleep and turned off my alarm.
Because you are good at that.
I am good at that. But it's like, it's funny because, I mean, I've heard that several times.
Yeah.
In the past, and I've recently heard somebody else talk about it.
Mel Robbins,
it
actually.
Was, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
I wasn't sure if you saw it. Or
I did. I did. I was like, oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
And it's something that I know that people have been doing for years upon years upon years upon years.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my mom got one of my brothers, I think it was Bobby, an alarm clock.
Yeah.
Back in high school. And it was actually a baseball.
Nice.
And it would sit, it would go off, and you would have to, like, he would throw it.
Throw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to always want one of those.
But then you would have to go find it.
Oh.
To turn it off to get it back on the cradle.
Yeah.
So, like, throw it to, like, it, snooze it. I don't know how it all went down.
Yeah.
But anyway, she got him an alarm clock that got him out so that
That's
way he
cool.
could be up for school.
That's cool.
And so it's like, figure out things, creative ways.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of this is going to just, it's going to just take a want to, a discipline.
Yeah.
You know, it's the hard conversations of, I know we have to do this.
Yeah.
I know that it's not even a have to, we get to. I know that this is something that's important. I know that this is something that's going to make us better. You know, when we start speaking to each other in that kind of manner, like you said, rocket fuel.
Yeah.
It starts becoming more rocket fuel as opposed to, I'm doing this because my wife nags me.
Yeah.
I'm doing this because my husband,
yeah,
whatever, you know, you don't nag me.
No.
But it's like, it's really horrible. Wives get, we do, we're naggy people and it's bad and we shouldn't be that way. Shouldn't be that way.
I mean, nobody should be.
Nobody should ever be naggy, whether it's a guy or a girl. But I'm trying to figure out, like, what is it that men do to wives? Just even if it's just,
I mean, to a degree, sometimes it's kind of naggy, but
it's almost more of a tear down kind of just
or
belittle.
It's the disrespectful demanding.
Mm.
I'm sure there's a better word for that, but
yeah. What have you been doing all day? I've been at work all day. What?
Yeah.
What, I'm looking around the house. What have you been doing all day?
Or, hey, you need to make me a you need to make me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Where's my drink?
Yeah. I appreciate you so much. Guys, I suck a lot of days when it comes to things.
One time I was hanging out.
One day I will be better.
You're amazing. One time I was hanging out with people, and it was like a couples thing. And one of the guys, he had just finished his drink, and he kind of glanced over at his girlfriend, picked up his empty bottle, and just shook it.
Oh.
And his girlfriend was a very quiet, non-confrontational kind of person. But the rest of us at the table...
Please tell me you guys said
yes,
something.
Yes, we did. Oh, yeah, we did. We tore him down.
Good.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, yeah.
There would have been a lot of expletives.
Yeah.
The bottle would have been up against his head. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
That's not okay. That's not.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, her parents were like, I'm not going to say they were shady people, but they were carnies.
Okay.
So they know people.
That's where we need video.
I'm just saying.
Yowza. Yee. Do that again and we won't find you. You'll be in a taco.
Yep.
But accountability, I think, okay, so we talked about accountability to each other. Let's talk about accountability. And if we personally don't take accountability for ourselves, for our own actions, because this is what's been hitting you hard and this is what's been heavy on you, is seeing how the lack of accountability in people's lives, the lackadaisical or the you are so self-consumed with what is going on with you that you're not even focused or noticing that there are other people that are dying in every sense of the word around you based off of your lack of accountability, your lack of responsibility, your lack of even just genuine humanity, just caring about a person's well-being.
Yeah.
And it's like, if we as husbands and wives, okay, so if I don't take the responsibility, if I don't own my part, okay, again, you and I have been through so many seasons, obviously not every season, but we have been through so many seasons in our lives already that together that it's like we know that if one of us doesn't step up and take the accountability and take the responsibility of who it is that we are supposed to be and the part that we should be playing, okay, we understand illness.
Yeah.
We on every aspect, right? We understand just life, seasons, heaviness, tired.
Travel that takes travel, you apart from each other.
Stress,
for a small season.
Correct. All of the things, right? Some of the things that you stand back and you say, okay, like I understand grace. But we're talking about right now those things where you are just lazy or you are just so self-consumed and selfish.
So one of the things that kind of popped into my mind earlier.
Yeah.
And it fits right here, actually.
Yeah.
So obviously that's why I didn't say it earlier. It's like if I were to sit here day in and day out, look at you and say, I love you. I want to be with you always. I always want to be by your side.
Yeah.
And then you look at me and you say, I appreciate you saying that, but your actions, you are always going out with your friends at every chance you get.
Yeah. Yeah. It made me think of your football guys that were doing the football terms of like talking about how like, right?
Yeah.
But it is, it's like you, same with the girls. Like you're constantly going out with the girls. Hey, I feel very disconnected from you. But yet you can sit on the phone with your mom or your girlfriends and talk for hours and not say two words to me. Like like you saying that to me.
Yeah.
Because you don't have girlfriends.
Right.
Except Heather. And that Heather's not a girlfriend. She's your girl. That's a friend.
She's my friend.
She's your friend. Yeah. So, yes. Sorry, that I made it weird. I didn't mean to. I apologize. It's fine. But it's one of those where it's like if you talking on the phone to get some advice, to open up some communication, to have a better understanding and have those things. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We get those.
Yeah.
I do have those kind of friends. There are people that I can call and say, I don't need to be dumping this on Luke, or I just need a female's point of view.
Or, you know, as much as I love you and I want to be there for your stories, there are times that me listening to your stories does not give you the energy that you want.
It does not. It does not. Not all, like, most of the time.
No, I know. But I know. Not, yeah.
But no, there's some days where I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. I'm calling Allison or Annalisa or Marsha or Heather or one of the 14 people.
Uh-huh. Because they will squeal with you and dance yes. with you. And yes.
And want to take their earrings off and yes. throw down whatever situation needs to be
yes.
handled.
Yes.
Yeah. No, absolutely. No, I agree. Absolutely. Those, yes. The yes. answer, the answer is yes. So, but if it is off balance.
Yes.
In any way.
That
if,
part.
If your spouse is feeling like they are getting the short end of the stick, right? For whatever yeah. reason. Even your coworkers, okay? So let's talk about the coworkers. We could talk. You come home and you tell me stories about your coworkers. Like, these are wonderful people. They're some of, apparently now, some of my favorite people.
Yes.
They're great, amazing people. I've met two.
Yes.
Three. So, anyway, but if you were to come and tell me all of these things, like, I saw a really horrible meme, and it was like, what's, you know, like, a red flag. My boyfriend has come home to bake a cake for one of his coworkers, and he's never taken the time to do anything for me. The coworker happens to be female, right? Mm-hmm. So things like that.
Yeah.
So if you are putting in more time and effort in investing those things, but Dina, it's work. Like, you know, you have to invest into the work and you have to do the things.
Not that much.
That's not what I'm talking about, guys. I'm talking about, like, you are at the office all the time. You're hiding from your family.
Yeah.
You are, you know, like, but I got to make the mad money and I got to do the things. And it's like, but then.
If you're that driven by the money, then your priorities are messed up.
They are messed up. Your wife and your children are starving.
Yeah.
For your affection and for your attention. They want to be invested in just like that.
Yeah.
Right? Those kind of scenarios.
And not just they want to be invested in, but they want to invest in you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. 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 Because it's important.
It is.
You're building something that's bigger than you.
Yeah.
You're building something, hopefully, that will outlast you.
Yeah.
Even if it's a marriage. Like. Yeah. What do you mean? Like, it's going to outlast us? Yeah, because you're setting an example.
Yeah.
Whether you have children or you don't have children, the fact that you have people that are around you, you and I have people that come up to us on a fairly regular. Can we have coffee?
Yeah.
Like, I realize it happens kind of more so with me than with you, but like, hey, can you maybe talk to this?
Yeah.
Part of our family over here. Hey, can you maybe go have, like, we've got some family members or we've got some friends. We've got some people that really could use you guys. Like, could you go, would you invest some time into them? You know, and it's like, because they see the fruit of our lives, because they see that we have cultivated and we're constantly tilling the ground in every season, because every season our ground is always, it's not always soft.
Yeah.
It's like right now we're in a season where it's a little harder.
Yeah.
Just simply because our energies and our time has been absorbed in other places more so than normal. But the fact is, so that means that we have to become that much more intentional.
Yeah.
Like having dates and writing times down and even the things that we need to do and just time to even just be together, you know, you're thinking.
I am, because what it just came into my mind was like not just the hard ground.
Yeah.
But like it almost feels like, okay, I need you to plant your crop in this part of your field. But to get to that part of your field, you have to clear a path through the woods to go up the hill, and that's where I want you to plant your crops. You know, it's not just go out the back door, it's take five steps and there you go. Now start tilling and
Just throw the seed willy nilly.
Just throw the seeds from the kitchen window. You'll be fine.
Nope.
It's like, nope. You have to clear the path.
Wow.
And up the hill, and that's where I want you to start planting and work the ground. Okay.
Yeah. Because that's the space where it's going to get the most sunlight and the most nutrition and and the most. That's the space where life is more fertile right now.
And when I think about clearing a path through the woods, I think of chopping down trees, I think of Abraham Lincoln.
Okay,
because I'm pretty sure it was him that said this, but I think it was, if you give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'll spend 4 hours sharpening my axe.
Yeah. Yeah.
The preparation.
Yes.
The accountability. Wow. That I'm going to take care of my tools.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a figure out what those things are right now in this season of your life. And it's going to change. It's going to be different. But there's also going to be things that are just going to be consistent and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Just figure out your fundamentals. If life seems like all of a sudden it's getting a little wonky or it's getting a little off kilter, off balance, maybe figure out what it is. Like the girls and I were talking, and 2 episodes ago we were talking about flipping tables, right?
Yep.
And so that came into our conversation again on this last episode. And it was talking about what ultimately happens. Okay, so in this season, we could say that there's some flipping of some tables in your life and in my life. And then us collectively, right? Like God is saying, okay, that was great for that season, but we're about to do something different. And so to get your attention, not that he brings certain things on, right? Mm-hmm. But some things start coming to the surface that have been laying dormant potentially or perhaps, right? So now he's going to flip a table.
Yeah.
And now he's... And I said, but what I saw when I saw the flipping of the table is what happens is too many times we start trying to pick the table back up and start putting things back into place because we're familiar with what that table looks like. Where all along what he's doing is he's flipping that table and he's saying, hey, we're going to do something different. And we need to take the time to be still and say, is this table even part of what I need to do? And what do I pick up and what do I let go?
Yeah. Or do we try to pick up the table after it's been flipped because we feel bad that we've inconvenienced other people? Because I know there are sometimes people feel that way.
As opposed to
it's
allowing.
Like, yes, this is what God said to do. Okay, I'm sorry. Yep, I made a mess here. Let me fix that for you.
Mm.
But just remember, God flipped the table.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. As opposed to letting them sit in that space.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Any kind of growth is going to be uncomfortable.
Yes.
Even the good growth.
Yeah, yeah.
In the gym, we constantly go back to the gym. You have to push the weight in order to get stronger. You are literally, if you think it through again, you are literally shredding your muscle fibers.
Yeah.
You're tearing something apart to build it back up again.
Yeah.
And so if you need to, in this season, stand back and say, what is working? What is not working? What is something that we can improve upon? What is something that we just need to throw in the garbage and say, you know what? That's not who we are and that's not for today. So it's being mindful. It's not taking offense when somebody says, hey, I see a little something here, right? Yeah. Like somebody was talking about like you get the speck out of your eye before you try to get the beam out of somebody else's, right? Listen, just all of us just need to be walking around just saying, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I realize that there's a 2x4 in my eye, but I also see where, like, you're a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
And it, you know, as opposed to saying, well, you should be getting your stuff together too. Listen, if it pertains to you, it pertains to you. Grow up, be mature enough to say, you know what, you're right. No, there's a lot of stuff, babe, you could look at me and say, there's a lot of stuff that I could improve on. But you're good about just saying, you know what, babe, I know that this is important to you. I know that this is something that God is talking to us about. Let's do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, we could sit here, you could, I hate it. I do. I hate when couples do this to each other.
Yeah.
Family members.
Yeah.
Oh, you say this, but look at you. Like, oh, so you're so perfect, blah, blah, blah. And I just want to look at everybody and just say, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Just take it.
Yeah.
Marcia's constantly saying, agree with your adversary quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, bro, you're right. Okay, God, how do you want to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. You know what? You're right. How do you want to fix it?
No.
How do we proceed, God? No, you're right. I'm sorry. Nope. Enemy's right on that one. Well, he said you were this, this, and this. Yep, you're right. I was this, this, and this. Or, you know what? I am that. So I want to be better. I want somebody to hold my feet to the fire. I want to be accountable. So that way I can help others around me live. So I can, when we are accountable and when we are doing the right thing and when we are walking in everything that God has created us to be to the best of our ability, because we're not going to do it perfect.
Yeah.
It absolutely helps unleash and unlock other things and other people around us.
Yeah.
And we've got to understand, we have to understand the gravity of who we are and what we're capable of and what we bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And are you bringing something that's going to produce life?
Yeah.
Are you going to be somebody that's going to?
Yeah. Because in this world, there are so many voices that are trying to tear us down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Individually, as a couple, as a marriage, as parents.
Yeah.
There are so many voices from so many different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we, as a spouse, adding to that noise to our spouse?
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a trap.
You know, again, like you said, you know, we have things that we could improve in our lives.
Yeah.
There are things we know we should improve.
Yeah.
We can improve.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are we going to sit there and say, yep, you need to fix that. Yep, you need to fix that. Versus, hey, let's try to start waking up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start going to this gym. Let's start this habit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's almost like that be solution minded type. Like, you know, offering solutions versus offering, like, you know, pointing out problems or criticisms. It's like,
yeah. Yeah.
Hey, here's something, you know, versus, you know, oh my gosh, this wall looks horrible in our house. Versus, hey, what do you think about us painting? Or what about this artwork? Yeah, I know, I just lit you up here. You love painting.
I already told you some of the projects I want to work on.
Yes. You know, but it is. It's kind of one of those things, you know. It's, you know, we could sit there and we could point out what we think is wrong. We could sit there and point out where we think, you know, others around us are falling short, you know, or we can say, hey, I see where you're doing really good in this area, or hey, I see where you're trying, or hey, have you thought about it this way?
Yeah. You're struggling. What can I, is there something that I can do? What can I do to help you? What can I say? What can I bring to the table for you? How can I spur you on? Because in my lifetime, as short as it has been, 50 years honestly is not that long in my mind. It's really not. But in my lifetime, very, very few people have I ever encountered that excel under harsh criticism.
No.
If they are somebody that excels under being like dogged on and just really just right, I would be hard pressed that there's something a little broken somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, this is somebody that has just learned how to just go into survival mode, and this is just like, they're just, it's just something that they're built different. Yeah. They're just built different.
And the only time I can really think of where that sort of works is in the military.
I mean, and that's, I think that that's where my brain is. you guys are built different.
Yeah.
And depending on the branch, and this isn't the whole pointing out at this, but depending on the branch, you guys, yep, literally, you guys are notorious of just absolutely hammering each other.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets more and more almost like they break you down, degrading.
Yeah.
So, and then it creates a really, I don't know. See, just part of me goes, I know that it's built for a reason.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But in normal people land, okay, in normal people land, just saying, I'm surrounded by military guys. This is why I can say what I say the way I say it, okay? So the normal people land, this me, I am like this lone survivor in the middle of all these Marines and Air Force and Army people. I have maybe two navies, yes, that's it, but... very rare do people excel in that space without being turned into some sort of machine. Yeah. That's the best way I can describe it. You guys have been turned into certain machines.
Yeah.
But Jesus.
Yes.
But Jesus, babe, because you're kind and you're gentle, and but you actually have no problem throwing stuff like that. Everybody's built different.
Yeah.
But that is not the norm.
Yeah.
And that is not... Let's say that's not the dominant. Let's say it that way.
And
that's
no, it's not the dominant. It's not. No. And, yeah. And I agree. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, but it is. It's, I mean, when people talk about the military and they refer to a lot of it as trauma bonding.
Yeah. No, it's real.
You know, it's like.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's,
you know, we're such good friends because we went through so much crap together.
Sincerely.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. So take that, place it in your marriage.
Yes.
Without
the trauma.
But if you go through trauma.
Yeah.
Bond,
make sure you bond.
Make sure you bond in a space that's going to be productive, and that's going to be conducive, and that's going to create growth. That's going to create habits that are healthy, living lives that flourish, that bring forth goodness.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the trauma bonding, granted, I have seen a lot of military people. You guys are amazing, really are. I mean, I don't say that tongue in cheek either. It just there is a genuineness there that is absolutely beautiful to watch. I do. I think that that's why I just enjoy sitting back and watching you and Heather, and then like the rest of your friends, like with the dogs, and just. I enjoy watching that part because there is something there. Because what I also see is I see a kindness. I see a compassion.
Yeah.
I do see that. Sometimes it's you have to go a little deep to get to it, but more often than not, and I'm grateful that you have Christian veteran friends, Christ very much being in the center of that. Yes, you guys can laugh at the twistedness of things, but to see the compassion and the gentleness that God has cultivated out of the wounds, out of the trauma, it's beautiful. And I know that some of the marriages that we're talking to, you guys probably feel like you have been through that trauma.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, understand that you can fix that. You can grow into that. You can fall into literally the arms of Jesus in these spaces and places and say, God, I don't know the answer, but you do.
Yeah. You can really come out the other side successful.
You really can. We know far too many people.
Yeah.
Far too many couples in our own space.
Yeah.
That have gone through horrendous things that they have so allowed the surrender of Christ to come into that space with them and say, I don't know what I'm doing, but he does.
Yeah.
And I'm going to follow his lead. Yeah. And so we encourage you guys, just lean into those. Take responsibility. Own your part. What is it? If I was being spoken to right now in this manner, how would that make me feel?
Yeah.
Part of me says that works. Other times that doesn't work, because you being spoken to in a manner is going to sound different than you, than with me.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that.
Yeah. If you talk to me like you wanted to be talked to.
Yeah.
Then it would basically almost fall on deaf ears.
It at times,
or
because
it would just kind of be ineffective. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But there, and you know, you see, and you even hear, you even see my face.
Yeah.
Like when all of a sudden it's like, Mr. Luke Wance, I need your attention.
Yeah.
And it comes out even different.
Yeah.
Not combative.
No.
And I think that maybe that's the part that you and I are trying to get at. Pull out the combative.
Yeah.
Pull out the finger pointing. Pull out the, you have to do this and you're lacking here and this. But, and say, and come and sit alongside each other and start speaking in a space of, I want you to flourish in every amazing space that God has created you to be.
Yeah.
What does that look like? And what can I do to come alongside and help?
Yeah.
And then like start there.
Yeah. It is. I mean, I think that's what it is. It's maybe it's not. It's like sometimes when you want to talk that way to somebody, to your spouse, it's like you're not necessarily saying the things that you want to hear in the way you want to hear it.
Yeah.
But you want to say the things, again, not combative, but with purpose, with force.
That's a good word. Yeah.
I say force, not like I'm going to force this on you, but like,
there's an intention.
That's the word.
Yep.
There's
an intention.
Because I was like in my mind, I'm like, when you're trying to pray something through and
you're
with
intentional.
Force, and yes.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's one of the things on our walls up there.
Yeah.
Just be intentional and live the life with intent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because it is. It's that. And as much as men and women speak different languages and hear different languages, when a husband or wife is talking to their husband or wife with that intentionality and with that purpose, it hits where it needs to hit.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when you're praying to God and you're like in the thick of it and you're like, God, what I'm saying is not making sense, but I know you're understanding it. It's like when you talk like that to your spouse, you're like, I don't know why I'm saying this to you. I don't know why I'm saying it this way to you, but it seems to be hitting where it needs to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we need to, you know, and again, it's the recognize where your spouse is trying. Recognize where your spouse is making gains. Recognize where, you know, even if it's a small success, you know, it's a success.
Yeah.
You know, celebrate that success. Celebrate that victory.
Yeah.
You know, like the other day, you were like, hey, I dropped 2 pounds. I'm like cheering from the rafters.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Because I am freaking going through perimenopause, people. Life is weird right now.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Am I doing okay, though?
I think so.
Okay. You said it like that, and I was like, oh, no.
I mean, because life is weird right now.
Life is weird right now.
Life is life right now.
But see what we just did?
Yeah.
It's just that simple. Everybody's like, what just happened? It's just like, just it's that simple. It's just like, is it okay? Am I doing okay?
Yeah.
And it's like, babe, you're doing fine.
Yeah.
But let's do this. Let's continue doing this. Let's keep working on this.
Yeah. You know, again, I know we've said it a lot in the past, but it was like that. It was like that little class thing I took. It was like, you know, even if you make just a 1% change,
mm-hmm.
you're making a change.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. So I think we covered it.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Your doggy wants in.
My dog does want in. Yes. And she knows we're talking about her.
She did. That was funny.
That was funny. All right.
All right, guys. Have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.